Hey, I usually don't address depth chart issues or inactive issues, but we do have something that's come up. Titus Young will be inactive this week. When you play a game like football, it's a team sport, and players have obligations to the team. And Titus hasn't done a very good job of fulfilling those obligations this week and recently. He'll be inactive this week, and we'll plug the other guys in and go on.
Is that a suspension? I mean, this is kind of
Not at this point, but how we go in the future is going to depend on Titus and his behavior. Are you guys tweeting that out?
Yes.
But I don't know. I'm almost out of ink. Will you
slow down? But it's going to hit how it goes in the future is going to be depend on his reaction, and it's disappointing because this is ground that we've already covered, and I thought that we would be past this, but we haven't been, and his behavior on Sunday was unacceptable, and it hurt the team, particularly on offense, and that was a distraction. And we're going to eliminate that distraction, particularly this week.
What was the behavior that was a distraction?
I'm not going to get into the very particulars, but like I said before, when you play a team sport, you need to put team before yourself. And there's no room for selfish behavior. There's no room for doing anything other than your job. When you're a player, it's your job to make the team happy. It's not the team's job to make you happy.
Why has it taken him so long to mature?
Very good question. I think in spots we have seen progress, but in this case, like I said, it's disappointing because I thought we were past this, but obviously we're not.
Is this something that built up, though? Was it just a one-time incident?
It's been in recent weeks, and unfortunately, the other thing is it's been after the most success he had, which was the Seattle game, and I said I generally don't go here with doing stuff like this, but it was eventually going to come out. He wasn't in the facility today. He was here. He was sent home today, and he won't be active. We're playing the game on Thursday.
Jim, typically things like this are done because it's having an impact, I guess, on the people around him, coaches, players. Can you kind of expound on a little bit of how you've seen that, if it's taken?
Well, I mean, everybody has, this is 53 guys on the team and everything else. Everybody has issues that come up. Everybody has things that they need to handle. Everybody has challenges, whether it's, whether it's fighting for a backup role, a starting role, doing a good job in whatever role you have. Everybody goes through that. And, the thing is you always need to think of the team before yourself. And, that always hasn't always been the case, and that needs to change.
Is that a week-to-week thing with Titus as far as the status goes?
Or? Right now it's a week-to-week thing, yes. But he will not play this week.
He had a good relationship with Nate Burleson, who had given him advice. How much do you think Burleson's absence from the locker room maybe played into this?
That's no excuse. Nate has been a very good leader for us and is a strong leader, not only the team, but in his meeting room. But that's no excuse for anything else. This is personal behavior. And the only person that you have to be accountable, the only person to be accountable is the person, which is Titus.
Could you also address the issue between Jefferson and Linehan? And was it focused on this particular issue too?
I'm not going to address like the issue, but I think that number one, we certainly don't want to let our emotions get the best of us on the sideline. I mean, football's an emotional game. We've seen players have conflict, coaches and player, and in this case, coaches. And I've been a part of the NFL for a long time, and there's very rarely a game that goes by that something is not said, usually over the headset or something that somebody takes offense to or interprets the wrong way or whatever you want to call it. But usually it's done quickly. I think in this case, it was done very publicly, and that's regrettable. But then also, it was the frustration of the game situation. We had a chance to pretty much seal the game with a touchdown. We didn't get that done. We had a chance after that to drive down and potentially get a game-winning field goal, which we've done quite a few times. We didn't get that done. And, you know, those guys are fine. Those guys have been fine. There's no issues. But funny is not a good word because there's nothing funny about it. But the thing about it is they were both on the same side of the argument. But in the heat of the moment, they ended up missing that fact. They're both on the same side of the argument.
Just so two housekeeping matters. Will Titus practice tomorrow? Will he be with you this week?
Yet to be determined, but I doubt that he'll practice tomorrow.
And the penalty, the second and 10 penalty.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like Titus was motioning Scheffler over to him. And I don't know, did that contribute at all to that false start on guys there?
Yeah, that was well. I'm not gonna. I never like to get 100% into the things, but that was one of the issues. Titus was lined up in the wrong spot in that case, and it caused a lot of confusion on offense. And really, I mean, I don't like to excuse any behavior from any player, but with Gosder, you know, he was sitting in the blocks for way too long. I mean, anybody that's ever on track, you can't keep guys in the blocks that long, and it was because of the situation with getting aligned.
Titus, you had the incident, obviously, this offseason with Delmas. You guys had to send him home then. Now you're having to send him home there. Is this strike two, you know, for this man at this point?
I don't know if I classify it that way, but, you know, his behavior is going to have to change. This is a team sport. It's not an individual sport. And eventually there's no more opportunities to be able to get it right.